Get ready for the steamiest, most scandalous show that's actually not about any of that. Introducing Studio Sinister After Hours Live, where the topics are as hot.
Oh, yeah.
As the coffee we're not serving.
What?
It's the only show where you can get a dose of ancient civilizations and alien abductions before your first yawn. We'll whisper sweet conspiracies into your ear and unravel true crime cases that will have you locking your doors twice. From hauntings to current events that will make you say,
"Wait, that's actually happening?"
We've got it all. No topics are off limits. Conversation, no holds barred. So turn down the lights, turn up the volume, and let's get intimate with the mysteries of the universe. Studio Sinister After Hours Live, where the only thing hotter than our takes is the debate on whether we're all just living in a simulation. Coming soon.
Nationwide, crime is dominating the headlines here in America.
I just shot and killed my son Max and my wife Michelle.
We are attempting to stay 1 week at the official Conjuring House.
Poverty, drugs, child abuse.
There's someone standing right here. You're gonna get back to hell where you came from.
Studio Sinister. All right, Sinister Seekers. So we have an amazing guest for you this evening. As I told you before, I'm running into people on these Facebook groups that I'm joining because I'm trying to get some people that I haven't heard tell their story yet. So we're bringing on Doug this evening. We were just talking a little bit. Doug and I have been trading off messages for the past couple of weeks, and he's back from getting his tooth fixed and getting his little lip stitched up. But to break the ice, so no one's nervous or anything like that, just talking about some things to get your thoughts and opinions on it, Doug. I'm going to start with the Roswell incident. What's your feelings on that?
100% is real. 100%.
Do you think that it was a government cover-up?
Yes, 100%. Ooh. Yeah, I don't think there's no doubt in my mind.
Courtney?
Can I just ask, while we're on the topic of this, obviously that I think it's real, but why is it that they always go to the cover-up or the excuse of a weather balloon? I feel like anytime there's a UFO story, they're like, oh, it's a weather balloon. And I have no, honestly, full disclosure, any fucking clue what that is. What is that? I don't understand why that's the excuse.
Doug, can you describe it?
How does that function?
Weather balloon they send up to get data about the weather in the area. But it's a weird object that you would see in the sky that would be bigger than like a hot air balloon or whatever. I don't know the size of it. But if people are mistaking them for flying saucers and things like that, and then much like satellites are mistaken for them all the time for UAPs or whatever you want to call them.
Actually, in our lifetime, we've seen the weather balloon, that Chinese weather balloon that U.S. shot down, right?
Yeah, that was like probably bigger.
That was a damn F-16 or something that blew it out of the sky. When I look at pictures from Roswell of that guy kneeling down in front of aluminum foil, there are no weather balloons that are aluminum foil. They didn't even know what they were using to try to cover it up. What are your thoughts?
They described that piece they had. They described as like a layman, just like a farmer or something, basically trying to undo it. And everything he did, it would just go right back to normal. But it was basically like indestructible. That guy's son has actually come out and talking to people. He's talked to people about that as well. I'll make up more words as the beer comes.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I want to say it's his son came out and was like, yeah, dad had this piece of craft and this is what it did. And we kept it secret for the years. I haven't looked into that for a long time.
Looking at them now, it looks like just a generic, somewhere in between the size of a regular helium balloon and a hot air balloon. It's not this aluminum thing. If y'all can see that, I know it's hard on a phone, but
yeah, that's exactly what the Chinese balloon looked like.
So then how are you saying that this aluminum, it looked like a craft? It just doesn't check out for me.
It's an easy out, though.
You know, we do have to think, as dumb as our government is now, they were probably really dumb back in the 40s. But anyway, that's a whole nother show.
A government computer literally looking at me right now.
So what do you mean?
She works for the government. It's not in like the Pentagon or anything. But there's a computer that's definitely hooked up.
Big brother's always watching. Yeah, oh, no.
You did hear that Alexa listens.
Every electronic device that we have.
By Black Sabbath on Amazon.
Nice.
First of all, I didn't say Black Sabbath.
I whispered.
You did, Alexa? Pause.
That was crazy. I love when shit like that happens.
Yeah, Doug Courtney and I, both of our houses are haunted.
I know. I listened.
Oh,
see, he's a fan.
I did my homework. I just heard your first Audible. So I actually had an experience with that as well. The Audible. Ooh, I don't remember what you said. Sentence or something?
Yeah, it was a sentence is what it sounded like. It echoed.
And what's weird about that is we've been having issues with our like editing software. So the way that it works, I've never used it before, but I'm assuming you edit using the transcript, right? Like not the actual waveform. And it's been just throwing in random words that neither of us, not the guest, anybody has said. And it happened just after you had that experience.
So it's kind of cool.
It's freaky, but it's really awesome at the same time.
Like it'll be popping.
And then the other day on my phone, it just popped up and it said, "We appreciate you." I think I have Bixby, but I didn't say the words to enact it. But since we're on the subject, what about that experience, Doug?
Yeah, so I'm like looking into the woods right now. This property, it's like 100 and some acres. And there's 5 houses on the property. The oldest one, I can take a picture of the sign because it's out front, but it's like from 1811. So this family,
awesome.
I married into, and my best friend was married to my wife's cousin. It's going to sound like we're from like, where are you guys from?
I'm from Tennessee, but you mean West Virginia.
There you go. I don't want to offend anybody.
I would not think that at all.
No, you're fine.
So long story short, my best friend was married to my wife's cousin before we got together. I've been around this family for a long time, and we lived in the house that's next door now. It's on the property. We were like 19, 20. I'm 42 now. We
moved in. Okay, hang on. I hate to stop you. Keep that thought. Doug, you look amazing for fucking 42 years old. When I saw your picture the other day, I was like, he's probably mid-20s, 25, 26. Like, whatever you do,
1982.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Wow. Yeah. Go ahead. I was gonna say, yeah, for sure. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
It's sure.
We're crazy. Remember, I told you that ahead of time.
Yeah, it's not the encounters that are keeping me young, that's for sure. I'm surprised I'm not all fucking here and everything. So yeah, no, this house was 1811. It was part of the Underground Railroad. Pretty cool. A lot of history with it. It's like a 5,000 square foot house. It's fucking huge. I'll send you a picture. It's really big. And me and my buddy were living there with another roommate. So we were all 20-year-old dudes. In that range, 19. I think we were there for 2 years, like 19 to like 21-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't matter. But I'll say shitty, dumb info that doesn't matter here and there.
I love it because I talk just like you. I'm from Pennsylvania originally. Everybody made fun of me for saying like aluminum or mum or vacuum cleaner or no, sweeper. Like a vacuum cleaner, I would say sweeper in Pennsylvanian language. And everybody makes fun of me.
A lot of hard O's too, because I'm from Philly. So a lot of like, I'm going home.
I'm from Pitt. Are you Eagles? Okay. This was a great show. I'm going to
unplug Mike.
Steelers all the way, but go ahead.
I don't mind the Steelers. So the house is, again, huge. It's 5,000 square feet. We actually, that was Nextel days back then when we lived there. So we actually have to like beep each other to like talk. We couldn't just be like, the guy's name is Dustin. Be like, Dustin or whatever. I couldn't yell.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, man, I'm up in my room, whatever. What are you doing?
I used to love Nextel.
Quite a few things happened at that house. So I was pretty skeptical. I've always been on board with aliens, Bigfoot, all that crap since I was a kid. It's a Bermuda Triangle. I was like hardcore with that stuff. I used to do book reports by myself. My parents would drive me to the library as a child, and I would do book reports by myself. I was a big fucking nerd. But anyway, so I was skeptical on ghosts, though. I was like, yeah, I probably believe, but nobody's seen stuff. Like, nobody's caught some camera, but I digress. I'm wrong. But so that house, the couple of them that I can remember, the audible one, because you were saying how you heard your first audible thing, freaked me out so bad. I was home alone in the house. I can't remember if this was the first thing we experienced there or not. I truly don't remember. It was like 20 years. But this one was crazy. I got in the house. It was like 8 o'clock. And I'll never forget because I was going to turn on... I watch a lot of hockey. So I was getting ready to turn on a game. And I was in the middle of standing up to sitting down. So in that
pose,
in
almost.
The gray, I was like halfway down, right? Like, I'm in the air. And behind me, there's actually two kitchens in the house. But I was in the living room. And right behind us was the two kitchens. So right behind the wall where I was, I just heard a little girl laugh. And it was like...
Oh, no.
It was a very joyful... It wasn't like, I'm going to kill you.
Leave a laugh, maniacal.
But it was such like a little kid girl laugh. And I turned the volume up as loud as the TV would go. Ended up, I called my buddy. I was like, hey, man, are you here? What are you? He's like, no, I'm helping so-and-so move. And the other guy's name is Kenny. I was like, is Kenny here? He goes, no, he's away for the weekend. Remember? I was like, I know, dude. I'm just trying to like fucking get my head around.
I need to rationalize this.
Somebody's right here right now. And I know that there's nobody here. And I definitely know there's no little kids around. Freaked me out. It was just like such a distinct, there because nothing was on. I like walked in the house. I don't remember where I was, but I like got home. And the first thing I was doing was, hey, I'm going to go turn the TV on and watch hockey game. It was before like, you're sitting on your phone and all that shit. I didn't. So it was literally like, yeah, I'm going to go turn the TV on. And that was as soon as I was going to turn it on. It was like, ha ha, like right behind. So the house was quiet.
Oh my God.
Freaked me out. So
and it's not. It's not like there would be like a little girl laughing in a stream or anything like that of a hockey game. Like, they're not going to televise.
TV wasn't on yet.
Oh, it wasn't
TV
even
wasn't on?
On
yet.
Oh,
no,
wow. Oh, fuck.
No, I
okay.
was like, oh. I remember I grabbed the remote and then I literally was like in the middle of sitting down to turn it on. Heard the
So
laugh.
You heard it loud and clear.
I didn't walk in my house and tell a shitty joke. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't like, oh, this somebody's going to laugh at this. So I just grabbed the remote. And as soon as I sat down, I just like, I clicked it on as hard as I could. And I just turned the volume up as loud as it would go just to, I don't know, put myself at peace.
I get exactly what you're saying. When people hear or see Bigfoot or a UFO, they freeze for a second and they know they're smart enough and they know they're not going crazy. So they're like, okay, wait a minute. Let me wrap my head around this real quick. And you did that. You were like, okay, I'm weeding out everything that I need to weed out. Okay, yep, this was a little girl.
It was very quick. Like, I just, because literally as soon as I plopped down, I was just like, TV on. Yeah, it was like that. That was one. So that was one thing in that house. Another one, the same couch we were sitting on. So my buddy had a husky, a dog. And so it was just me, my buddy, a dog, and then another roommate. One roommate's upstairs, right? Me and my buddy are sitting down on the couch. And this time it's like midnight. We're again watching like some West Coast hockey game. I can't remember what it was, but it was definitely a hockey game. But we did that shit all the time. It was like every day we just got home and watched hockey. We had that on and it was like midnight-ish. His dog's sleeping in his crate, not like locked, but he would just sleep in his crate. So he was sleeping in the crate next to us. And all of a sudden we just heard this ding and we just, both of us looked at each other and we were like, what the fuck was that?
You know, oh my God.
What was that? And so he looked at me and he goes, I know what that was. I was like, what was it? And he goes, that was the dog bowl. So we went, so we got up and we looked, the dog's asleep. So we got up and went into the kitchen. Again, there's weird, but there's two kitchens there. They had all sorts of stuff. There was like a funeral home at one point from when they had.
Oh,
funerals.
Okay.
They had funerals there. They had funerals there. I don't know if it was a funeral home.
Remember back in this late 1700s, 1800s, when you go into an older home, they call them the parlor room because that's what it used to be. Was when someone would die, they would have their funeral in the parlor room. So that's, of course, why Mackey Mansion and a lot of other homes are really haunted because they had funerals in them.
Was it for the whole family or was it?
Usually it was just for the families.
So the parlor room was in the front of the house and it's like this big wooden like cedar. It's a very fancy house. Back in the day, it was clearly,
God, I forget.
Somebody from the Penn family or something owned. But it was fucking think about it. It's a 5,000 square foot house from the 1800s.
Someone had to be pretty wealthy
It was a big deal house back then. So a lot of stuff came through there. But, it was such a cool house, like very well built and just, but also the creepiest shit ever. I'll get back to my other stories, but real quick. So there's tenants in there right now. So they only rented it out to like family and stuff for the longest time. My buddy, because he was dating a cousin, like he got us in there. And he thought the guy that rented out for years, it's my wife's uncle. He's like, I thought I set the price too high. I didn't want you fucking guys in there. But we're like, guys, it's three dudes in our early 20s, like late teens, early 20s. Like, we can just party all the time. And this is a...
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome place to be. Like,
oh, it's wild. There's a buzzer underneath in the dining room, the big dining room. It's a huge place. We had a pool table. There's a giant rug in there. And underneath it, there's like a buzzer. It's where the head of the table would be. And the you step on it and it buzzes in the kitchen. Like, it's pretty fucking crazy.
So you said you're on 100 acres, right? So were they like a town farmer? Or do you know anything about that?
So the family owns a steel company. I'm not sure about that. I don't know about farming.
Oh, the history. Okay.
This whole area, though, because I grew up in the same town. I grew up 5 minutes from here. My mom still lived like 5 minutes from me. Okay. So the whole town was like more farmish, but now definitely more city, like standard suburb, right? But this hundreds of acres we're on here, it's like... It's in the middle of fucking everything. It's crazy. Like, you would never know there was all these woods and stuff here. It's pretty wild. It's pretty unique. But the tenants that are in there now, like, there's a couple ponds here, too. And there's a pond right outside that house. Again, I can send you a picture of this stuff to make it easy. But there's a pond right outside that's lined with railroad ties. So it's perfect for, like, ice hockey. And it's pretty big. But the kids go fishing in there. We don't know who the tenants are. And we were fishing out there. I wasn't there. My sister-in-law... There's a couple houses on the property. It's like a whole weird compound thing going on here. We're also not, it's a 5 minute walk to each house. It's not like we're.
You're not I'd on top that. Of each other. Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's so, it's so pretty cool. But yeah, they were all fishing down at the pond and the tenant came out and was like, hey, can I ask you a couple questions about this place? As soon as like they started, my wife's whole family lived in the house before. There's stories from when they were kids. All the shit. So the tenant was like, did you guys ever hear like weird noises in the house? We're like, yeah, it's fucking haunted, dude. Like, it's the most haunted house I've heard of. Apparently, the lady's kind of like a hippie-ish lady. She does artwork and stuff. And up in the attic is where she has her like studio or whatever. She's told my sister-in-law, every time I go to the attic, I just say, hey, I'm just coming up, just saying hi. I'm just like, she like introduced herself.
I like people that do that though. That way you have a good relationship and maybe you can even learn things about the paranormal when you're living with hauntings like that. I'm trying to do that with my ghost, and Courtney, you're trying to do the same too.
I'm going to curse again. I've had so many experiences in the house. I was there, then I moved out. I was playing music and stuff. So then I ended up moving in with my band and we played and we ended up getting kicked out of the house. So I moved back in that house again. I lived there twice and I was there for a while. And I remember one day I was called off of work and I went to the bathroom and I never leave the toilet seat up ever. I just always put it down. Call me polite, whatever you want to call me.
I was going to say thank you for your service.
I went to the bathroom, left, and was walking to my bedroom and I just heard the toilet seat slam. It just sent shivers because I'm like,
no.
I know I closed it. I know I did. And first off, why would it just like slam shut? Like,
that's true, yeah.
When it happened, I went, motherfucker. By the way, it's daytime. And I'm freaked out. So that house, nothing ever messed with me or anything. But there was so many times where I felt uneasy. I would go to the kitchen at night for a snack or drink or whatever. And there was a couple rooms. So you walk down the stairs and there's like the parlor room, which where the funerals and stuff were. Then like a kitchen and second kitchen, which is where the food was. So I'd have to walk by these two rooms, and every time I'd walk, I'd just like focus on the hallway only. I like wouldn't look in those rooms because I thought, if I look in there and I see something, I'm going to be fucked up for life, so I'm just not going to even look.
I lived
like that for a while.
It's super calm in here. Every once in a while, I'll see shadows during the day. But for the most part, it's like it's calm during the day, and then when nightfall comes, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to see something around any fucking corner. I just know it. And it's like, happened a couple times where I'm like, okay, that was definitely something out of the corner of my eye. I fucking hate that because it's a great place to be until you're up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and you just know there's something watching you from the other side of the room and you just have to.
And remember when I told you when Jake was in near the bathroom that day and he said he saw something in his peripheral vision? It's always when you're going to the damn bathroom. And we talked about that last episode. Do you wonder if they're like looking at you when you're peeing?
My bathroom is the area of the house that's most haunted, aside from maybe the kitchen, but they share the wall. It's that corner of the house, so it's like, no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm going to the bathroom or showering, brushing my teeth, regardless of what it is, it's like, there's something in here watching me. I can feel it.
Did you get that feeling when you were walking across those two rooms and you were focused? Like, did you think someone was actually like watching you?
No, but I would say I always felt like there was something was there. I never thought it was anything specific. I don't want to look in here and see some guy standing here or whatever.
It's just startling when you hear something or you have that kind of weird encounter, whether it's in your house or if you're on an investigation or whatever. It's one thing to be like, I want to learn more about it. It's a completely other thing to see it. And it's not scary, at least for me, but it does startle me in the moment.
So earlier you were telling us about the noise that you heard in the other room when you were with your friend, and it was like he said it was the ting of the dog bowl.
So we were next to each other and we heard a noise, and he looked at me and he was like, I know what that was. And I was like, what was it? He's like, the dog bowl. So we got up and went to the kitchen. And when we went to the kitchen, the dog bowl that was always in the one spot was all the way across the room in another spot. It wasn't like flipped over or anything. It was still right. But it had definitely been kicked across the floor.
So someone moved it.
Like, oh, it's very weird. Yeah, it sounded like somebody kicked it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was loud enough for us to hear it over a TV. And it definitely, when he said it, I was like, oh, yeah. It was definitely like metal tinging, right? Real quick, I know we can move on whenever you'd like. But that house, too, my buddy, he lived in the attic where that lady said that she goes up. There's a bedroom up there, and then there's a big open area, which is like a lounge, right? And he was up there and he had a Jennifer Love Hewitt poster on his bedroom door. The dog that I had talked about before is Husky. The most chill dog. One just looked at that poster and got on his hind legs. All the hair on his back stood up, just started growling at it. And my boy said, he's like, dude, it's definitely not Jennifer Love Hewitt. He's freaking out about something that's standing there or whatever. So that's one other experience I had. An alarm clock randomly goes off at 3 o'clock in the morning in a bathroom. I don't know why we had a fucking alarm clock in a bathroom, but we did. And nobody set it for 3 a.m. Last one I'll tell you about was when my wife's sister-in-laws and stuff lived there as kids. And one day, my mother-in-law talks about this stuff all the time. And she's super religious and this and that. So you wouldn't think that the two would coincide, but she is 100%. Oh, yeah. The place is 100% haunted. Coupled one time, the cabinets opened up and there was like an air rushing out of the cabinets.
The
that sticks with me to this day was she was walking downstairs or something, and the one daughter, my sister-in-law, was downstairs and she's talking. And the mom goes, who are you talking to? And she's like, oh, the man in the big hat. All right. So that's the one where I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah. Any story I've ever heard of the man in the hat, it's a negative entity is what I've heard.
The only one that I know that I heard for sure that was the little girl laughing. That was not a negative feeling at all. I didn't feel in danger. I just felt real creeped out.
Definitely, which anybody would. So what got you into Bigfoot? Did it, like, paranormal play anything into that?
I've always been fascinated by it since I was a kid. This world's pretty big, right? There's silverback or gorillas, orangutans. Why couldn't something else be? Plus, it's been like the folklore's out there. I've been fascinated with that for a very long time.
So was your first encounter, you went out to seek it? Or did you just happen to have an encounter when you least expected it?
So the first one was actually, yeah, we weren't looking for it at all. At that point, I wasn't even, oh, let me go out and look for it. I'll go in the woods if I need to, but I'm not hanging out there. So no, the first one was my band got booked at this real crazy middle of Pennsylvania. So we're in Southeastern, probably right. three and a half hours away or something. And we got booked in this gig, and we're actually psyched. We just like playing anywhere. So we're like, yeah, we'll play whatever. We don't care. And my buddy, Mark Cole, if he ever listens to this, he books a lot of good shows, but he's a fan. So he also books shitty shows. And just to be like, Mark, I'm getting you exposure. Thanks for booking us in the middle of Pennsylvania. So the show was the worst show I think we ever played. But it ended up being one of the coolest experiences we ever had. So we played this show and it was this really old school bar, a real dive bar. Super towny people in there, and they hated it.
They're like, why are these people here?
I'm just like, what? I don't want to be here either. It's not like I chose this place, but so we go in and we play the show. And how we would make money back in the day when we were traveling and stuff was merchandise. You sell shirts and stuff. And again, the people are just like not interested. There was nobody there. There was like 17, 18 people. It was like all the regular people, right? Nobody came in for these shows. And the local support they have is, no offense, terrible. So we're all outside and it's in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. Like in the middle of the state. I wish I remembered the freaking town. But anyway, it was near the middle of the state, like near Penn State area. And just a ton of woods and shit around. So this bar has woods like all surrounding it. And me and my buddies, we used to always tell people, we're playing a show, we need a bottle of whiskey, we need a couple of things. Like a bottle of Jack was always one. So I'm just sitting outside with a bottle of Jack. My buddy has a couple drinks, whatever, and he's smoking. And we're just hanging out there talking. And we're actually talking with the other bands. We're like, dude, this sucks. This is the worst. Like, why are we even here? What the fuck? Where are we? You would think all these big, tough and rumble towny guys would be like, oh, we love this. This is heavy metal. Nothing. I don't really care. I'm not trying to shove my shit down your throat, but at the same time, we're here. So it is what it is. We're just hanging around. And up in the woods, we hear all this rustling around. It was me and my drummer, my buddy Chaz. We're not in a band together anymore, but we played for years. And I still talk to him almost every day. But there's rustling around up there. What is that? And we're looking up, and it's up a little hill. And we're like, oh, dude, it's just like a guy taking a piss, right? It's a townie. He's a fucking big burly guy, whatever. So we hear all this rustling around. So we're looking, and all of a sudden it stops and then starts walking into the woods. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, it was a big dude, like a big silhouette or whatever. But it was also dark. So we don't hear any more rustling. We're like, what the fuck is, like, what is happening? Where'd this dude go? I'm like, yo, man, I don't feel like getting attacked out here. So like, let's just go back. And my buddy's like, no, let's go, let's go. So we walk a little bit into the woods. I'm talking about 30 yards, something like that. Not super far. And there's this little clearing thing. And we hear, it probably sounded like it was another, I don't know, 50 yards. We heard this shriek. And being a metal guy, like screaming, and like, I've been around it for a long time. I'm pretty aware of like vocals sound like. And this was a crazy high-pitch, piercing, freaking, I can't describe better than like piercing. It just hit you and you were just like, stop it. What the hell was that? This was like 2011, 2012-ish, I want to say. And so we're going in and we're both like, holy shit, this is crazy. I could probably get this guy on at some point. But anyway, we go and we're looking in this clearing. And all of a sudden we're looking down and we see like the actual casing, like the footprint casing. And it was like six of them. And very far apart. I'm a pretty tall guy. I'm like 6'3". And he's tall too. He's probably like 6'1", 6'2". And I'm putting my foot by this thing. And I've been around enough to, this is a long story short, in-laws have a place at the cabin. There's a lot of bear up there. There's a lot of black bear in middle Pennsylvania. So we kind of, we're pretty aware of what they look like. And their feet are not near that big. This thing was, it was stupid. Like, it looked stupid. And we looked at it. And of course, hindsight 2020, we're getting drunk at a show, just partying and stuff. We definitely didn't think, let's take pictures of these footprints and blab. We were like freaked out by this thing. Nothing I had ever heard. Like, it was unbelievable.
So in your opinion, because you're a musician, it was no one trying out for the next winger or anything.
No, I've heard crazy guys on the mic and I can make some crazy noises and stuff. No, that was something beyond anything we had heard. And it was so freaking loud and piercing. It was unbelievable. It was almost like a get out of here. You're not coming any closer.
That's what they say, though, about any sort of creature of this nature. They have that kind of warning. I hate to say a battle cry, but for lack of better word, they are going to give you a warning before you too close.
That's an excellent way to put it. That's like exactly what it would be like. If you come any closer, good luck, man.
I will charge you.
We see the footprints and we were out after that. So we tell the rest of the guys and they're like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, dude, no, trust me on this one.
I bet you sobered up real quick.
Yeah, dude. Oh, 100%. I remember everything from that point on. Everything was 100%.
Like when you're drunk and inebriated, it's slow. And then all of a sudden when something happens, you're like there.
Yeah.
I wasn't even bad yet. It was right after our set. And we were so irritated by this. And I won't drink before we play. We used to do that back in the day. I'm talking 2006. I was playing all these crazy shows and we used to get drunk play. And then you just end up, it's too much and you can't handle it, whatever. The other guy I'm talking about, he was a drummer. So he would always play super fast. And we already play fast music. So I was like, dude, you can't drink anymore. So we wouldn't drink after our sets.
Now, after that, how did you continue on your path to discovering Bigfoot or wanting to know more about him?
So we saw the silhouette. We thought it was a dude. It was standing upright. Not a clear view of this one by any means. But at the same time, we were like, yo, that was clearly not a bear. Again, we see black bears all the time. They get
hands
around where the cabin is and stuff. So I've seen plenty of black bear. But this is not anything like that. We definitely saw something. And the noise, it was just...
Would you say inhuman?
That's a good way to describe it. Inhuman battle cry.
When that scream or shriek happened, did you feel at all like you couldn't move? I'm only asking because we hear a lot about infrasound when people have these Bigfoot or cryptid UFO encounters. I've heard people, when they're describing their encounters, no matter how close or far away, when they see it, it's almost like they're frozen. I don't know how else to explain it, but it's something different that almost takes you over.
So that time, no. Sorry, I should go back. Once we heard the shriek, Yes. It was basically shut down. You're not moving any further. And neither of us.
Okay.
And we're both like idiots. Like, we'll just go do anything. And we were like, no, we're going to die.
Time to dip.
You know, yeah. We weren't frozen that time. I did have one other experience where I felt exactly that, where I was like, oh, get out your phone and just take a picture and do this. And I was like, oh, no, just sit there and look and don't do jack shit.
If that's why it's evaded, like any sort of, I know it's been documented per se, but I wonder if that's the reason why it's not as prevalent. If like
it's
keeping
weird.
It freezing and not being able to take a picture.
Have you heard of the UFO connections?
Yes.
No, I have, but I'm not very,
we've
I guess,
talked about it
on that subject.
There's a lot of people that claim when they have sightings, they see something in the sky or something around there shortly after.
But we have talked about this. Okay.
It's a very common thing. The Sierra sounds are a very popular subject with Bigfoot people. Like, they hear that these guys got these recordings and they're pretty wild.
Heard them and they're insane.
So they talked about how there was unidentified craft above them as well. And it was relatively large. I've had a couple of those. It's crazy. I know it's like, why the fuck do I have everything? But I don't know. I have no idea. I can't answer that question. But there's been a couple times where that stuff's happened. Not in relation to the Bigfoot stuff. And trust me, they've never found Bigfoot shit, Bigfoot carcass. There's nothing tangible.
So in your opinion, Doug, do you feel that Bigfoot is just a flesh and blood creature? Do you believe it has some type of supernatural aspect to him? What's your thoughts on that?
I will tell you, I have very good idea of what's happening here. It's a lot to get into, I don't think. I'm very well versed in this. I'm just going to tell you, you can take this for what it's worth. So I don't know how you guys feel about UFOs. This is a huge universe, right? There's got to be something. Right?
Mathematically, there is. You can't convince me otherwise.
I've had contact with something here. I'll leave this relatively brief. I get freaked out talking about it. I'll literally start getting upset and shit. I think what happens is, or I know what happens. I don't know why they make them look like Bigfoot. I think it's to make it look like a bear or some shit. Not positive. But what I will say is they are sent and it's to collect information. So they're doing research. So they're like almost like a drone, if you will. I don't know if you saw me shake my head when you said, are they flesh and blood? It's like, no. Am I positive of that? No.
But in your expert opinion,
if you cut one open, does it bleed? Maybe. I don't know. But no, they're sent to traverse like heavily dense areas to do the research. So whether it's soil or whatever, like, I wasn't able to get that information, but it's definitely, it's meant to be. And again, this is me throwing shit out in the left field. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't know, probably make it look like a bear so people don't freak out about it. One of the things, so I don't know if you've heard of this too, but like the portal shit, somebody saw one and then it just went up and or went to some portal.
I was watching this one documentary where a woman was telling about the time she was 5 or 6 feet away from what she can only describe as Bigfoot. It shriveled, imploded pretty much into nothingness. It just sucked into a tiny hole and disappeared right in front of her face.
It imploded shriveled on itself.
She said she could see kind of translucent, wiggled, and then it just went into nothing and it was gone.
That is creepy.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that. I personally haven't seen that. The portal thing, I think, ties to that, where maybe they're, I don't know how they beam the shit up. Like, I couldn't tell you, but short version, I have a perfect square. It looks like four red moles on my back, perfect square. And there is 1,000% something in there. I don't know if that's leading me to have experiences like this. I pretended like I was hurt because I was experiencing all this crazy stuff and I saw these things and they weren't there when I was a kid. It's not a birthmark.
I was going to ask. It's not something that you've always had.
No, not even into my teens. So it's pretty wild. There's pictures and stuff and I'm like, no, I didn't have these. And there's literally a perfect little square. And I kept having these experiences and I kept having this gnarly pain. Like, I don't know if you ever had sciatica issues. It's a shooting pain on the other side is like almost exactly what I would feel. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I just acted like I was hurt. I'm going to the hospital and I'm going to figure this out. So I went, I'm just having this really bad pain in my back. And so they do all these x-rays and they're like, they asked me, this is no joke, have you ever encountered shrapnel? And I was like, no. I've not had shrapnel in my body. I do have a screw on my wrist from hockey. You see that scar? So that's the only metal that I had in my body But they were like, we don't know what it is, but there's something in there. And I opted not to get it. I'm like an idiot, probably.
You don't know if taking it out might be harmful, too.
I don't know. I had experiences when I was younger, and I don't remember much of this. This is the stuff where I started to get all freaked out. But I have stuff where I was like waking up, and there'd be like people around me, and all this stuff would happen. And then I would just wake up, and I'd be completely fine. So right. It was so bizarre. I was thinking, is that Bigfoot? And without even missing a beat, the answers were just in my head.
In your head. Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh. Yeah. They just kept saying yes over and over. And I was like, what are they for? Research.
Yeah.
It's such a fucking crazy story. But
so wild.
After all that stuff, that's when I started seeing things. So with my family, at one point, we were going to get Christmas pictures, and we see these lights in the sky, and there's going one spot to the other. Didn't see any craft or anything. Saw lights just going all over the place. My dad was like, what is that? Well, look at that thing. And we all just were, well, a plane can't do that. It can't go from here to here to here to here.
I hear things where people have these tiny metal objects in their body. Some remember that they've had experiences where they've seen something. But for the most part, when everybody finds these little metallic pieces, it seems like that's when they start seeing more UFO activity.
It's a pretty close-knit community with that. I've talked with a few people as well. If you look up Terry Lovelace, his book, it's called Incident at Devil's Den. Aside from me having the same experience he had, it's almost verbatim. As far as like implant, doctors don't know what it is. The guy feels like it's a tracking device, things like that. But it's a wild story. So check that out. It was so fucking weird. I was like listening to Audible books and that popped up. It was recommended. And I'm like, why is that recommended for me?
Right.
I listen to a lot of stand-up comedian autobiographies and shit.
And isn't that weird that it popped up?
Yeah, an incident at Devil's Den popped up. And I was like, what's this? And I listened to it and I'm blown away. The guy is like afraid of Asian people now because of what he saw. It's a whole thing.
Have you heard of the doctor that specializes in taking those metallic objects out of people that just wake up one day and they have them?
First off, you feel like a freak. You know, I joke around a lot. I've always been that way since I was a kid. Like, I joke about shit. There's only a handful of people that know about this stuff.
We would never want you to say anything that you're not comfortable with on our podcast. Courtney and I specialize with people that need a safe place to get it out. No matter how many people say it doesn't help, it does. I've dealt with my own UFO, cryptid, paranormal experiences. Right. So I'm right there with you.
A part two that you want to say, obviously you don't have to tell us anything, but if say after the fact you're like, oh, I really don't want that to be out in the world, we're happy to take it out too.
No, I don't care. I got a lot more comfortable once that Ancient Alien show came out. It was probably 2000.
My favorite show.
People started talking about it more and people weren't like, you're weird. I was a kid. So I'm like, to have it happen is unbelievable. But I also would I take these things back? Probably. It was a lot of like, when it first happened, I was like getting ridiculed at school and stuff. Cause I started telling people right away and they're like, ew. Freak, you freak, dude. Aside from joking around, I'm actually pretty normal. I just want to live my life and just have a good time. And make
people
laugh.
Right.
Like that. So yeah, it was very trying for me. It was just dealing with that over and over. And not only that, but terrible dreams all the time. Very rarely will I have a night of sleep. I go outside. I'm just looking at the freaking sky. It sounds
crazy. You're drawn to it. It's a second nature for you.
I want to have more.
But you don't.
But I don't. Yeah.
I know exactly where you're coming from.
Much like a lot of other people that had experiences like that. It's also very odd because when it's happening, you're not freaking out. I was having open dialogue I wasn't like screaming and crying and stuff. Like it's such a weird dichotomy, I would say.
Yeah, I've come across that while researching other claims like this, where after the fact, whether it's through hypnotic regression or if you just happen to remember it, it's terrifying at that point.
I will never do that.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying to me, but
I've heard about that. And I like that movie, The Fourth Kind.
I'm sure you've heard of the Benny and Barney case where there's a tape out there of their sleep hypnosis therapy. And Barney, being a 40-year-old man, maybe at that time, was screaming like he was absolutely horrified at something. And anybody that can be skeptical after listening to that just blows my mind.
And Barney, hold on.
Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, with him, he really was trying to like, because he was a civil rights activist and that was his true passion. And I would argue that is infinitely more important than the research when it comes to ufology. But the fact that it's not like he was doing it for show, because he really was trying to push it away and be like, yes, this did happen, but I don't want it to be like what I'm remembered for.
Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine, back then it was so much more stigmatized too. Like in that era back then,
especially I told Courtney, in the 60s when interracial marriages were not a thing and we were still trying to get to the black rights and segregated bathrooms. Do you really think that they wanted all that spotlight on them? Hell no.
Fun fact, do you know their daughter or granddaughter is a fighter in the UFC?
No, I didn't know.
No,
I didn't. That's really cool.
Yeah, her name's Angela Hill. She's a beast. She's awesome. Angela Hill. Yeah, I guess she was on the Joe Rogan podcast or something. And then, like, at the end, she's like, oh, yeah, my grandparents are Betty and Barney Hill. He's like, what?
He was like, why is this just now coming up?
And like, now you're fucking telling me this? Holy shit. That's
LOL.
Like, one of the most documented, like, UFO things ever. Yeah, pretty wild. Can you edit me spitting into the camera? Can you edit me not spitting into the camera?
Oh, we won't use any of this. Like, the actual, like, video, but you're good. Yeah.
We only use the video portion for advertising that the episode's out, but I do want to get you scheduled for part two, Doug.
Damn. Has anybody done part two?
Not yet.
We haven't done one yet, no. But I feel like we barely scratched the surface when it comes to all of the Bigfoot stuff. So I'd really like to dig into that more if we can, but obviously I enjoyed also talking about
UFOs. Have two other ones that are. The one is interesting, for sure.
Well, I want to be able to have you and your brother.
Save it for a part two if you want That would be cool.
I think so, too. And you can have your brother on. Maybe we'll give him a little bit more time.
We actually had one coming back from a hockey tournament. I'll never forget this. It's funny and not funny at the same time. He drives this really shitty. We were coming back from Pittsburgh. It was Neville Island.
Oh, my God. That's where my grandparents lived.
Oh. Well.
On Neville Island?
Yes.
Like this big.
I know. You go around off the exit and then past a steel mill and then up the hill, and they lived up there.
It's all industrial there. There's a bowling alley and a hockey rink. So we were doing a hockey tournament at the hockey rink. We were coming back from this thing and listening to Wham. It was like a whole thing. We listened to Wham and shit.
I love Wham.
We listened to crazy heavy shit, but then we listened to like Wham. We were going down this thing. And this guy, we were going down this fucking road, and it's like, wake me up before you wham. Like, as soon as it was like, it was wham into the side of his truck. Like a little transit, like a Ford Transit, tiny work truck. So right into the side of the truck, and we're like, oh, fuck, what is that? So we pull over, and we're like, oh, it's deer. Clearly, I had never even heard of Dog Man. Never crossed my mind. And we get out of the truck, and we go back, and this thing's sitting there. And it almost looks like a wolf, but it was like, I know what you did last summer. It was like, oh, fuck. At first, this is a deer. Ha, you hit a deer ran into your truck. And that's not funny, but it was funny at the moment. We get out and see the damage dented in the side. And this thing's laying there. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude, you hit a, why is there a fucking dude on the road, right? And we go over and that's when it looks almost like a wolf. And that's the best way I can describe it, like a wolf head or a coyote head. I'm kid you fucking not. This thing gets up and fucking takes off. And we're jumping like, what the fuck is that? What is going on? This is crazy. Again, he probably tells it better than I do. But it was such like a wild experience. It didn't look like anything we'd ever seen before. We locked up. We're like, we fucking hit a guy. And then we go, we're getting close. We're on like highway. So when we get off, when we pull over, we got to walk. It wasn't like, we had to walk. It was pretty far. And we're like looking alongside. Oh, shit, what did we hit? What should we hit? And
so from a distance, it looked more humanoid than it did dog. That's crazy.
It took off on two. Like, that's what I was like, what the fuck?
God, what the fuck?
Now, I've heard of stories with bears with mange and stuff that look wild looking.
It's gonna sound weird, but I live like a hop, skip, and a jump away from Yellowstone, and you can see both black bears and grizzly bears. I've never seen one walk on two legs, let alone run on two legs, but I've never seen one walk on two legs for more than a few strides. So if it's like sprinting away, that is not a bear. I'm sorry.
It also had been hit by a car. Or ran into whatever happened, like it hit the side of the car.
Yeah.
And when it took off, we were like, holy shit, what is that thing? And it's a 6-hour ride from Neville Island to where I live. And the whole way back, his car was fine. The door was good and everything, but it's definitely dead in. And we didn't even fucking think, oh, send it to a lab. Excuse me, do you fucking test for Dog Man or Bigfoot? It was such a weird thing to say. So we're like, I don't know what to do.
That's hilarious.
That's
I do.
he's a pretty funny dude. He tells it in a way where he sings the song and stuff because it was the same example. We're having the best time of our lives. We're just like, we actually lost the hockey tournament, which is.
But you got this dog man, possibly. And that's how things happen. You can go out and look for all these things and never find them. And then you're just living your life one day and boom.
Yep.
You get an experience.
Were about since those experiences, I've actually spent a bunch of time in the woods. I'm like, oh, let me look near creek beds and near this and that. I have the experience with, oh, they're sent here. I'm not going, no offense, I'm not going out in the woods and staying anymore. Like, we used to go out back in the day, 20 years ago, we used to take our guitars out there and drink. We'd play songs.
Isn't it funny? When I was younger, I was more of a risky badass. I'd always want to be out. I had a boyfriend that had a crotch rocket, and I remember driving out of Mercer, Pennsylvania, going 160 with no helmet on. And I'm like,
oh my God,
eating bugs and shit. And now when you're like over 40, you're like, oh my God, I don't want to go in the ocean. A shark might bite me and I might lose my leg. I don't want to go on the roller coaster because it might fall off. You're so different.
Yeah, the mortality thing becomes very real for sure. Like, I used to just go and jump off bridges without testing how deep the water was. I'd be the guy that would be jumping off. I'm like, don't jump on the trampoline too long, please.
Okay, yeah, maybe. I would love to get you and your brother both to come here.
I think that would be cool to see his perspective on it.
For part two, we can pick up with his story and then go four more stories.
So yeah, because he was around for one other one too. But yeah, that would be that would be pretty funny. He's a character, put it that way. I'll leave it at that.
All right, well, let's leave it here. Our listeners are just going to love you, Doug. You're so funny. Thank you so much for sharing your story, especially the one where you grazed just the surface. I know it's a difficult story for you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
You think, like, as many times as I've thought about it and everything, I'm not going to get emotional. And every time it's just like, bam, like, I can't help it. And I'm not an actor. I am a fucking idiot musician.
But that's real fear.
I was going to say, that's trauma.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I can get through that story, especially if it's just audio, I'll probably be able to hold on to my words for the most part.
Yeah, but I get where you're coming from. And
you are,
I think we both appreciate
us. Exactly. And I know that our listeners appreciate it, because this is the whole reason why we do this, to be able to help others get things off their chest. Sometimes when you keep it all bottled up and you don't tell anyone, that's going to make more trauma.
Very good.
Again, thank you so much. I can't wait to sit down with you and your brother and have part two. And listeners, give us your comments on what you think about Doug's stories. Remember, we drop episodes on the 1st, the 10th, and the 20th of every month. So don't miss out on your regular dose of macabre content, and hit that follow button if you haven't already. We're haunting all the streaming platforms, so you can catch us wherever you prefer. Connect with us on the dark corners of social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok. We're lurking around every corner. For those of you who crave more details, check out studiosessions.blog. It's an extension of our show, which features detailed show notes, links, audio and visual aids, and more. This year is all about sharing, because sharing is caring. So help us reach new listeners by spreading the word. Share your favorite episode and let's build a community of sinister seekers. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for exclusive content and goodies. Merch is out now. So visit our Instagram page or Linktree and pick you up some of the Undead collection. But before we go, do us a solid. Leave us a rating or review, because crafting these epic episodes takes so much work. Your love and feedback mean the world to Courtney and I. So until next time, Sinister Seekers, stay true.
Stay you.
Stay sinister.